Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard register center December wheat, 619, up 4 1/4. Soft December's 590 3/4, down 2 1/2. December corn, 389 1/2, up 7. March, 399 1/2, up 5 3/4. July, 413 3/4, up 5 1/4. January beans are 10.46 3/4, up 14 3/4. March, 10.53 1/4, up 14 3/4. July, 10.64 1/2, up 14 1/2. December soybean meal, 4.1490, up 9.70. December soybean oils, 31.87, up 20. December live cattle, 162.30, down 17 1/2. January feeders are 228.60, and their limit down $3. December lean hogs, 87.50, they're up 22 1/2. Alongside me is Les Schulte, and it is the first of three days. Mm-hmm. We're calling it our 36,036-hour campaign. What's that all about?
Well, that means we'd like to raise $36,000 between now and when we stop pledging on Saturday. About 36 hours. So let me see if I do the math here. That would be about $1,000 an hour.
Okay.
Or somewhere around in that
give
or take. That's right. So what we're really doing, though, is giving you the opportunity as we kind of close out this calendar year in 2014 to make your pledge of support to your public radio station, WILL, and particularly this service. If you find yourself using this service throughout the year, if you find this is important, then we ask you to, you know, take a moment right now and call this number, 217-244-9455, or willpledge.org. Maybe think about making a $120 a year contribution to help support WILL. That's just $10 a month if you want to set it up as a sustaining membership.
And we forward fund. I mean, I don't know everybody knows that, but the dollars we're raising now are for the next fiscal year. And it's really good for us to do that, because then we know how many dollars we have and how we can best spend them to benefit our listeners.
That's right, Dave. You know, so that we can keep up the services that you've come to rely on here. Whether you use our services on the radio, like maybe right now you're listening to this radio station, or our webcasts, our Ag e-newsletter. We have, over 3,000, I think, people that receive that letter every week. We have 2,300 or so Twitter subscribers. That's going up. There's the meetings. There's all kinds of services we want to bring to you. But we can do that when you make that pledge of support at 217-244-9455. And being a forward-funded operation, we know if we have to expand our services, we have the ability to do that, or maybe we have to contract some of those services.
So the bottom line is that without your contribution, all of this would not be possible. So if this has been important to you, just think for a moment and evaluate over this year of 2014 how our services might have assisted you in some way. And think about the value of that. And then go to the phone, won't you please? 217-244-9455, the number to call. Or you can pledge online at our secure website at willpledge.org. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, soybeans yesterday had a reversal down, but today's trade certainly has negated that and has said no to that thus far today. But what I want to talk a little bit about today is the fact that the soybean meal going off the board tomorrow is certainly at a value to January by some $38 or $39. And I wonder what the implications of that and the soybean market in general might be.
Well, I think that is what's kind of driving the market, is still we're still short of soybeans, the soybean meal. and the market has been generally negative to trade. And we do expire the December options. But then the next thing that we got is the January soybean options will begin to expire, I think, in another week. And the market has had a tendency to rally during that time frame. So I guess I'm kind of in the opinion that I think soybeans are going to continue to do that simply because we got a lot of people that are short calls, and we definitely got the bear with his tail in between his legs here today, and I think he's going to keep it there probably for another week or so.
So do beans then have the energy in it, given the fundamentals you talked about, to try something like, I don't know, I'm looking at a January chart right now. Of course, that's not as good as a March, but 1075 in the January.
Well, I think I'm away from my full-time chart right now, but I do think we're in a position to make new fall highs or new highs for this rally over the next couple weeks or so. And then the market then would probably be in position to kind of take a breather for the holidays, regroup, and then see what the first part of January brings.
All right, let's turn our attention then to the corn market, which today made new highs for its move off of that October low. We're at 390 in the December.
Well, that's what I've been telling people. I'm actually up here in northern Illinois doing meetings all week, and that's what I've been telling them. So I guess this is a good day for me that my forecasts have kind of come through in here. But I do think that anyone that is looking for a spot to peel off some inventory for one reason or the other prior to the January crop report, this rally that we're seeing here into new highs for the fall move, I think is a place to take a good look at that because everybody gets their turn in this market. The bear gets his turn. The bull has had his turn here since October. One of these days, the bear's going to come back and have his turn, and you kind of want to kind of get some inventory protected before you go into, before the bear takes control of the market again.
Given the fact that you think that soybeans can rally in the next week or so, do you think the corn comes along for the ride?
Yes, very much so. Actually, I'm not too sure corn ain't going to lead it. I know the raw fundamental data doesn't necessarily say that, but there's things going on in the corn market that's going to be more favorable as we go down the road.
And a quick look at the dollar before we let you go. Your thoughts there?
Well, the dollar has been at a price depressant. I think it's at the point, and especially since we're coming through the year end, that we may see a round of long profit-taking in the dollar. We may have some kind of setback. And that could be the catalyst to kind of put the icing on the cake here of this fall rally for corn and soybeans. So definitely guys need to take advantage of it anyway.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Les, Dan Zwicker, I've been watching him now, listening to him now, asking questions of him now for a decade, and have watched other analysts in the market as well. And I have to tell you, he's probably one of the best technical analysts in the entire nation, and we are fortunate to have him here on WILL twice a week. And it's because of the listeners' contributions that make that possible.
It really is, Dave. It's the quality of the information you receive here at WILL really is second to none. And I know you have to find that valuable when you think about, how do I run my operation? When do I sell? When do I hold? All those types of complicated things that the modern farmer today needs to think about. And we give you the information to evaluate properly, if you find that valuable to you in your operation right now at the end of this calendar year, think about making a contribution to this station so that we can continue to bring you this kind of information. The number to call is 217-244-9455 or make a pledge online at willpledge.org.
We accept MasterCard, Discover, American Express, and Visa. Maybe you've been thinking about it for a while and you're at the $100 level or the $120 level and you say, you know, this is the year that things went really well for my farm operation, and I certainly